Chai FM.
Professor Shub on the line with us. Prof, are you with me?
I am indeed. Hi. Good afternoon, Simon. Hi.
And good afternoon to you, Prof. I've got two questions that I want to pose to you this afternoon, and they have got nothing to do with each other whatsoever. So let me start with the first one. Prof, the talk is that the lockdown will have to be lifted at the end of the month, albeit incrementally, but people just cannot go on like this. And whether one dies of COVID or whether one dies of starvation, it's going to have to be lifted. My question to you is, after everything that we've gone through, what has this month achieved from a South African medical perspective?
Right. Now, that's obviously a question which is on many, many people's minds. Well, as Professor Karim kind of pointed out in his presentation, was just over a week ago, what we have done is that we flattened the curve. And let me explain what I mean by flattened the curve. The rate of increase has been relatively slow compared to what's happened, for example, in European countries because of the lockdown. And what that has done is that it has bought time. The idea of a lockdown is to buy time to allow for the health system to develop so that it can take, once we go into the community spread and the exponential phase of the epidemic, in other words, when it's going to increase exponentially, where we are going to have a lot of cases coming to the healthcare system. So it's bought time for that, and it's also bought time to allow for testing, because there are really two main strategies for social distancing. The one is the lockdown, where we don't know who is infected, so everybody has to be socially distanced from each other. The second strategy is where we try and go and look out specifically for who is infected by mass testing, and then isolate them, isolate their contacts. So that's what lockdown has achieved. It's given us the ability to kind of work out testing strategies and also healthcare strategies.
Prof, there's such a breakdown in trust between the populace of the country versus the leadership. Maybe they've clawed back some of it in their handling of the crisis to date. But do you think, being an insider, that hospitals have used the time to gear up, stock up and prepare?
My understanding is that to a large extent, I'm not really an insider. I'm actually, in fact, like you, also an outsider. But from what I've understood from conversations with colleagues, what I've understood from the media as well, of course, is that I think some provision has been made in terms of, for example, PPE, personal protective equipment, in terms of hospital space. For example, I know that at Nasrec, they've used one of those large halls for overflow for patients. So I think that's the one thing. Certainly time has been bought for testing, because testing has been geared up quite markedly now. And testing resources have been geared up quite markedly, particularly at the NHLS, the National Health Laboratory Service.
The testing issue is also interesting, because at the beginning of this crisis, people were waiting 7, 8, 9, 10 days to get results. And I see in the Jewish press, certainly in Israel, that they are now, they've now got tests which are almost instantaneous. It seems like you get results within 1 minute.
Yeah, I think that's what they call the point of care testing, which is for antibodies. Now, that doesn't diagnose people who are infected. That diagnoses people who have been infected in the past and they've now got antibodies. The test to diagnose if somebody is infected is a molecular test. It's called the PCR test.
Yes.
Now, that does take quite a few hours. It should ideally be a same-day test, but I think they do a 24-hour turnaround. There is a development in South Africa in that we are lucky that we have a system of molecularly diagnosing tuberculosis with a machine called the Gene Expert. And the Gene Expert can diagnose molecularly within a few minutes. But the problem is that, you know, one has to kind of have the whole infrastructure developed, the transporting specimens, getting the specimen to feed into the machine, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not just simply that you put a dipstick into a test and get a result. That does take time. It certainly takes hours. But hopefully they will have eventually a system where they could have same-day diagnosis. But I think that at the moment it is a 24-hour turnaround time, which is certainly a much improvement to what it was in the past, as you say.
Yeah. Prof, oh, goodness me, I wonder if you can address this very quickly. This was the issue about the food and Mervyn's weighing in. Yes, what's the issue with pre-cooked food? What is the our listeners want to know. What is the issue? Why have they stopped it?
I'd like to have 10 minutes to do that, but obviously I don't have 10 minutes.
Well,
must I do it in 1 minute?
No, because it's too important, and there is only 1 minute. So, Prof, let's, and I promise you, I won't come up with any more questions tomorrow. That is the question for tomorrow, and let's address it, because we are kind of out of time already.
Okay,
so
now I'd like
thank
to
you as always.
Minutes,
and,
yeah.